This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We'll open the meeting for the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission of January 21st, 2020 at 1:30 p.m. at the Matthew Training Center in the Foss Building in Pierce, South Dakota. My name is Gary Hansen. With me today are Chris Nelson and Christy Fegan, both commissioners. Persons on the phone will make their appearance at this time. We'll call their names. Jeremy Duff, Jim Lintz. I have not heard from either Jeremy or Jim at this juncture. If you might check and make sure your phones are not on mute. Shani Harmon, Jason Keel. Kyle.
President, Chairman, along with Todd Brink.
Jason, Kyle, who did you say is with you?
Todd Brink, Chairman.
Good afternoon, yes, Todd.
Ryan Murphy.
Present.
Miles Schumacher.
Present, Mr. Chairman.
Tyler Wilhelm. Tyler, are you there? Caitlin Lynn Butcher.
Present, Mr. Chairman.
Renee White.
Present.
I did not hear from Jeremy Duff. Are you there? Jim Lintz, are you there? Shani Harmon, not hearing from any of those three. And Tyler Wilhelm. Are you there? We will begin.
Could I just ask Black Hills Power, we really can't hear you. So before we get to your docket, you may want to get to a place where we can hear you. Thank you.
You sound a little bit like you're on a tunnel. Perhaps you have a speaker on and you're sitting a ways away. You might move that closer to you.
Hey, yeah. This better, Chairman?
That sounds like you're sitting next to me yelling my ear, so you're great. You're great. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll tone it down.
All right. Do like Mom used to tell you. Just tone it down a bit. For our agenda today, any changes, deletions, or corrections to the agenda at this point? If not, it will stand as printed. Approval of the minutes of the commission meeting held on December 20th, 2019, and the ad hoc meeting held on December 30th, 2019, prepared by Maggie Dell. Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
We will follow.
Is everybody on mute?
Would everyone put their phones on mute, please? Either Caitlin doesn't want to hear me talk or... All right. We will follow this order on votes throughout the commission meeting today. On the motion by Commissioner Nelson, we will proceed as follows. On the motion, Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. That brings us to consumer reports. Status report on consumer utility inquiries by Deb Gregg.
Thank you, Chairman Hansen. The commission received a total of 32 contacts since the last report was prepared for the January 7th, 2020 commission meeting. 5 of the contacts related to telecommunication services, 11 contacts related to electric service, 1 contact was related to natural gas service, 4 contacts related to wireless service, 3 contacts related to the Do Not Call registry, 1 contact was related to wind energy, and 7 contacts related to issues that are not regulated by the PUC. 1,259 of the 1,261 contacts received in 2019 have been resolved, and 35 of the 47 contacts received in 2020 have been resolved.
All but 2 for last year.
All but 2.
Good job. Any questions of Deb? Hearing none, we will begin our dockets with electric docket EL18-059. In the matter of Lookout Solar Park for a permit of a solar energy facility in Ogallala, Lakota County, staff analysts are John Thurber, Darren Carney, staff attorney Amanda Reese. Question before the commission is today, shall the commission grant, deny, or grant with conditions a permit the construction of an energy conversion facility to Lookout Solar Park 1, LLC, pursuant to South Dakota Codified Law 49, 41B, 24, or how shall the commission proceed? The commission received a letter from Amanda Reese notifying the commission that the revised settlement agreement was still a work in progress. And so I will turn to Ms. Reese for an update, and if there's anyone from Solar that would like to chat afterwards, we'll hear from them.
Thank you, Chair Hansen. This is Amanda Reese for staff. We were able to get a revised settlement stipulation finalized this morning, and we just filed that in the docket. However, we have no expectation that the commission would take this up at this juncture, and in our discussions with Lookout Solar, we asked that it be deferred till the next commission meeting.
Thank you very much. Lookout Solar, if you've joined us, do you have any comments? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to defer, or I guess I can simply defer it to the next. I'll take the chairman's prerogative to defer EL18-059 to the next commission meeting. Without objection, Commissioner Feagin.
Just one question, and I haven't been able to look at the settlement because it came in while we were doing other things today. I will continue to ask about the BIA. I think it's a verbal agreement when I read everything last week anyway, and just want to see if there's any documentation that can be filed. So that will be my question next week, just so you're aware.
Thank you. Commissioner Nelson.
If I might just throw out, I noticed that Jim Lentz from the Custer County Commission was going to be on the line. Do you know if there are issues remaining at the county level?
Thank you for the question, Commissioner. This is Amanda Reese. As far as I'm aware, there's no issues at the county level. I believe he was planning to be on in support of the local review committee report. The commission had questions for him.
Thank you.
Hearing no further questions, we'll move to the next docket on the agenda, which is EL19-028 in the matter of the petition of Black Hills Power Incorporated, doing business as Black Hills Energy, for approval of deferred accounting treatment for South Dakota Sun project transaction and development costs. Staff members on this docket are Brittany Melhoff, Patrick Stephenson, and Kristen Edwards. The question before the commission is today, shall the commission grant the company's request to withdraw the petition without prejudice? And since the withdrawal was made by Black Hills Energy, Black Hills, you are on.
Thanks, Chairman. Is the volume okay?
That's great.
Perfect. This is Jason Kyle, Regulatory Manager for Black Hills Power. With me, like I said earlier, I've got Todd Brink, Associate General Counsel for Black Hills Corp. This docket here is our request for withdrawal of Black Hills Power's petition in docket EL19-028 without prejudice. This request is in accordance with the Black Hills Power, what Black Hills Power stipulated to in dockets EL17006 and EL17008. With that, we request that the commission enter an order to effectuate the withdrawal of the petition without prejudice. We're available for questions.
Thank you. Staff. Mr. Stephenson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Pat Stephenson as staff. As Mr. Kyle stated, this filing is made pursuant to the settlement stipulation approved last meeting in EL17006 and 008. So staff would simply recommend granting the request to withdraw the petition without prejudice. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions by the commission? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in EL19-028, I move the commission grant the company's request to withdraw the petition without prejudice.
Discussion?
I believe there's so much more to this docket than it really shows today. shows how staff really worked with Black Hills Energy in making sure the ratepayers did not pay for South Dakota Sun Project. And we certainly appreciate that the staff was tough, as Black Hills Energy said last time, on negotiating the situation. So thank you for looking out for ratepayers. And although it's an easy docket, there is so much more to the backside. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. Brings us to docket EL20-002 in the matter of Commission staff's request for an order to show cause regarding Round Ridge Wind LLC. Staff members on this docket are Darren Carney, John Gerber, Eric Paulson, and Kristen Edwards and Amanda Reese. Question before the Commission today is, shall the Commission issue an order to show cause, or how shall the Commission proceed? And I'm going to turn to staff because I understand we received another letter on this item.
Thank you, Chair Hansen. This is Amanda Reese for staff. This is another example of staff working behind the scenes. We've been engaged in conversations with Crown Ridge, and at this point we ask the Commission to defer this to give us a little bit more time to have discussions with the company.
Thank you. And we have several members from representing Crown Ridge on the phone with us. Miles, are you in charge on first base on this?
Yes, thank you, Chairman Hansen. Miles Schumacher on behalf of Crown Ridge Wind LLC. We support staff's letter and will confirm that we are in active communication with staff as indicated by Ms. Reese.
Thank you. Any questions at this juncture by commission members? Ordinarily on deferrals, we don't say much. I'm prescribed to, I guess, compelled a bit to just say that in regards to the statutes on the ADLS, I just want to make certain that the company recognizes that the commission as a whole has on several occasions stated the importance of those of that lighting, and hope that that will be resolved in that light. I could say more, probably should, but I won't at this juncture. Any further discussion? If not, I will take the prerogative as chairman to defer this to the, I'll look for advice from council.
Next meeting.
EL20-002 is deferred to the next commission meeting unless there is objection. Seeing none, we will move to gas and electric docket GE19-002. In the matter of the filing by Mid-American Energy Company for the approval of its reconciliation and annual report for 2018, the 2018 reconciliation for the energy efficiency cost recovery factor. Staff members are Joseph Rizak and Amanda Reese. The question before the commission is, shall the commission approve the proposed tariff revisions? Mid-American Energy, you filed, and you're on first base.
All right. Thank you, Chairman Hansen and commissioners, for allowing Mid-American Energy to come before you today. I'm Caitlin Lynch-Butcher, representing Mid-American Energy Company, and with me today are Tina Yoder, Director of Energy Efficiency, Renee White, our Rates Analyst for Regulated Pricing, and Amanda Hosh, Director of Regulatory and Rates. Before the Commission for your consideration is Mid-American's proposed revisions to its electric and gas tariff sheets. Mid-American proposes to zero out the non-residential factors at this time until actual expenses are known to prevent large over-collections as reflected in the proposed tariff sheets. Mid-American proposes to file actual recoveries, actual expenses, and a proposed plan for refunds with the annual reconciliation. Additionally, to finalize the residential and non-residential revenues after all collections are complete, Mid-American proposes completing the final reconciliation during the month of June. Mid-American respectfully requests the commission approve the proposed tariff provisions, and we're happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Turn to staff. Mr. Rizak.
Thank you, Chair Hansen. This is Joe Rizak with staff. Nothing really to add other than we recommend the commission approve the proposed tariff revisions with the effective date of January 31st of 2020.
Thank you. Any questions by the commission? You said January?
Yeah, January 31st, 2020, as requested by Mid-Am in their letter.
Thank you. Hearing no questions, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in GE 19-002, I move that the commission approve the proposed tariff provisions effective January 31st, 2020.
On the motion, discussion.
Pretty simple. We don't like over recovery.
And we very much appreciate the diligence from staff and certainly from Mid-American working together in order to keep from having a large over collection and a big surprise to the consumers and riots in the streets and all that sort of thing. On the motion, Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin?
Feagin votes aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. This is the opportunity for persons who would like to make public comment to the commission to do so. I see no one has signed up to comment to the commission, so we'll move to announcements. The PUC will host a briefing for legislators on Wednesday, January 22nd, 4 p.m. in room 414 in the Capitol Building. The PUC will host an open house for legislators on Thursday, January 23rd, 7:30 to 11 in the PUC office on first floor. Commissioners and staff will meet with representatives of Northwestern Energy on Thursday, January 30th at 9 a.m. in the Capitol Lake Visitor Center. The agenda is to discuss an update of Northwestern Energy's operations, finance, and customer service activities. The next regular commission meeting will be Monday, February 3rd at 1:30 in room 413 in the Capitol Building. And commission meetings are scheduled for February 18 and March 6th of this year. Is there any further business to come before the commission? If not, is there a motion?
Move to adjourn.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. We are adjourned.